Welcome to the Football Brews Podcast, where we talk all things football. Here are your hosts, Big Al and the Bus.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Football Brews Podcast, episode 15, featuring Tyler Pakula.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good to have you on.
Nice to have you on. Yeah.
Good to be on.
Yeah. Member of our league.
Listener, first time caller. Yeah.
And we have another guest who might be a frequent, right?
Yeah.
Prince, a.k.a.
Prince.
Yes.
This little guy.
Yes. Prince.
Football fan, I take it.
Yeah, fan of everything.
Yeah. So I see you're a Bears fan, right? So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You and your brother, yeah. You know, your brother's not quite Bears though, right?
No. So that Cubs, double joint game kind of was salty a few years ago. So,
family.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, family will be fine.
For those that don't know, brother of Brandon, who has also been a guest, and they're both.
He's been guest twice already.
Yes, he has.
He's on a repeat.
Say we'll have to get you both on at one point. We'll get some shenanigans going.
Get the bros on.
Oh yeah, that'd be down. Yeah,
the bros with the bros. Yeah,
we're down to be a repeat offender.
I keep saying this, but we have the ability to like live stream on the YouTube. I don't think anybody would actually watch, but it'd just be fun to get on with some people from the league and
like during a game or something.
Josh around.
I thought the drafting as a whole league, like join in on a Zoom call would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We'll definitely
do that next year, I think.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Because that would be fun. But yeah.
I haven't been able to put faces to the other names yet.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the case with a lot. You know, the league's been around like 8 years now, I think. So we've added and lost people. And so yeah, we'll have to now. This is the first year we've had, I think, everybody pretty much come back for, well, we added a couple people to make it, you know, bigger league, but you know, either way, yeah, we'll do it someday. So what do you guys
group that's gonna be consistent?
Anybody I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are you guys drinking on there?
Oh well, I don't have any elk. I just got a diet.
There you go.
All right, that's all right. That's all right. Well, show us the drink. What was it? Lipton?
Yeah, the Lipton Diet Green.
Nice.
Oh, with citrus.
Citrus, yeah.
So I got the Dayquil Severe. Cold and flu, honey flavor. So been feeling a little under the weather. So I'm gonna slog this back. I've slogged this much back today. I don't know if that's healthy, but
that bottle is new.
Yeah, it was this morning. Yeah. Hey, but I'm magically healed. I think I'm feeling a little high because I'm wearing this little newsboy cap.
It's a nice cap.
It is, yeah. But for my a gentleman with the head size of mine, it's you know, whatever.
It's fine. I'm sipping on a Good Day soju.
Mm.
It is like Korean flavored alcohol. It's watermelon.
Now, I was like, did you say something about, was it like, is it warm or something? You were like, I don't want it to get, okay. Or you said you don't want it to get warm.
That's why I got a little guy.
There we go. Oh, okay. Pour it in for the people.
A little bit. Don't get that halfway.
I thought that was going to be much more climactic than that.
Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic.
That's all right. Cheers. That's all right. Yeah, cheers, boss. Cheers, boss.
Ooh, watermelon. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. I think this actually might have some alcohol in it.
It probably does.
I know it's got dextromethorphan in it. Also, guafenicin.
And did they check your ID on that?
No, I'm pretty sure I look over 21 at this point, or over 18 or whatever it is these days, for because kids are getting high off cough syrup these days, aren't they?
Yeah, bro.
Max, probably. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. They're tussing.
Yeah.
They're tussing. Anyway,
let's talk about some football.
Yeah. Talk about football.
Yeah.
So we got a little list to go over here. You know, it was a pretty crazy week. I don't know if you guys had any crazy games you wanted to just kind of highlight. Ugh. Obviously, besides, you know, the standard ones, which obviously the Packers, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Yeah. Wasn't that crazy, but there were some antics.
Yeah. As usual. Aaron Rodgers, little send off last game in Soldier Field. Yeah.
Say, how do you feel about that as a Bears fan?
Oh, it hurt.
Disrespect.
Oh my God. It hurt. Watched it live. Watched him run in for the touchdown. Crowd goes silent. Cameras right there on him. And yeah, you just hear, I still own you. I'm like, oh,
I can't tell.
You're just like, we know.
I said, I can't tell if he's like an egomaniac or like if he's just like in the moment, you know, that's kind of,
Yeah, I think it's a combo of things. So, like, you know, he said that there was a lady sitting up in the stands just flipping him the double birds. I believe birds, that. Bro. And then, you know, it's his last game in Soldier Field. So,
yeah,
got to talk some shit. He has owned us, which I don't know if it speaks more to like Matt Stafford, but like Detroit's beaten him more times than Chicago has.
Because his record was something crazy, wasn't it? Like 23-5 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
22-5
or something like that. Yeah.
And where are the Bears are moving to? I saw like the scenery where they're around. Arlington. Where are they moving? Arlington? Yeah,
Bears are moving?
Or something like that. It looked cool, but it's kind of, it feels like it's like out of the city. It's kind of out of the city a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 30 miles from where they're at now. 15, 30 miles or something like that.
Yeah, RJ, you should look that up after we get off here. It's pretty, they just posted like a picture of it online and it had trees around it. And obviously they're going to demolish all those trees, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it looked cool. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be better. I've never been to Soldier Field, but I've driven past
it. It's historic. So like, I don't even know how I feel about it. You know, like it's like one of the worst seating experience. Like it's only seats like 60 some odd thousand.
Oh In order to make more money.
Yeah.
They got to get more seats in there.
Yeah. But like when the Bears announced it last year, because they announced it during the regular season, and like I got a Bleacher Report update, the mayor practically roasted the Bears. He's like, why don't you worry about making the playoffs rather than getting a new stadium?
Yeah, bro, right.
They need to bring Trubisky back.
Yeah,
bro. He's the savior. He's the savior. Trubisky and gravy.
I liked how the Titans beat the Bills.
I was saying that
was good.
Like, that was a great game, dude. Honestly,
Derrick Henry, King Henry.
Dude, Henry he's probably gonna end up being the best running back in history, dude. He doesn't get hurt. Like he never gets hurt. As it's crazy.
Yeah. No other runner has gone back to back 2,000, right?
No, and he's on pace for like
he's on pace to do it.
Yeah. Dude. And 30 touchdowns. What?
It's okay. I know like he should that's why I wanted him like first overall, man. That's why I wanted him first overall.
Yeah, see,
how is he not being drafted first? I was shocked.
He will next year, dude. There's no way he does.
He will next year now. Yeah. But it's like, he went to Chase at 4.
It's been McCaffrey 2 years in a row at first, if I recall. I think last year McCaffrey went first and he got hurt, just like this year.
Yeah.
And I think both years, Henry and probably should have went first.
Hurt too.
I don't know why. Henry's always underestimated.
Dude, he's even the NFL men are like boys to him. Like,
yeah.
Dude, his stiff arm. Like, I don't go on against the Bill. Dude, oh God.
They show that any chance they get.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like he's built like a D lineman almost.
Yeah. He's bigger than linebackers and DBs.
Dude, oh, man.
That's why it's awesome.
Right? Imagine being a safety trying to tackle him one on one because most safeties like,
bro, it's an act of courage to like go to run up and try to stop that. You just have to get in the way, basically. Yeah. Hopefully other people come.
I just remember like 4 or 5 years ago when the Titans would never use him. Like, do you remember that? Maybe his rookie or sophomore season, but
maybe rookie year. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the two. And like, I think Deion Lewis was still on the team. So they were using him, but I don't know.
That was Mariota. Was Mariota on that team?
Yeah. Mariota. Yep. Yeah. And now he's running
out. Did it.
Dude, now he's running like 30 times a game and I don't know. Never it's gets crazy. Hurt.
Three tuds.
I've never even seen him have a questionable tag on fantasy.
Right?
Yeah.
Never.
Dude, he's just a beast. he should have run first overall. Practiced. Man.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, I saw a funny a meme. It was like Derrick Henry is the create a player you always made in Madden.
Back in the day.
Right. 99 overall and everything. I always used to make mine huge. Like as fat as could be, like 400 pounds, but still run 99 speed. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
What's the season record for rushing touchdowns? It was LT, but did he hit 30 rushing? It was like high 20s.
Might have to consult.
Let me peep.
Yeah, he's on pace for 30, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let me peep it.
30. And the thing is, he doesn't even really catch balls out of the backfield either. That's all rushing.
Yeah.
So he's like a true old school back, which I don't know. It's just fun to watch, dude. Like,
that's why I like Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
He's like an old school back. Dude, he doesn't even wear gloves, bro. He doesn't even wear like gloves.
Right.
Yeah. We got to talk about Cleveland's injuries mess.
That's fine. It's fine with me. Fine with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Don't they have like 30 players right now? Something like that.
Their two tackles are down, both running backs. Baker's shoulder is popping in and out while he's standing up, not getting hit. Like,
Jesus.
So did you pick up D'Ernest? I didn't see.
Yeah. D'Ernest? I don't think so. No, not me. I think somebody else grabbed him.
As I say, usually you're pretty quick on it.
Fairly, but I'm higher up in the – how does the waiver wire work in our league? Is it last people get priority?
No, it's like continual. So, like, if you have first, it just – you get first until you use it. And once you use it, it goes to 10. Yeah. I usually see you on there just picking up free agents, though.
So. Yeah, I try.
Yeah, that's when I want to strike.
That's how you win ships, man.
I know. Agent. That's what RJ commented. He's like, Tyler's, man, he's a good manager. He's always picking up people at 2:33 in the morning or whatever. Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
Well, yeah, I set my alarm for 3 a.m. now. Like, right. See if I can get somebody.
Just get up half asleep.
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson, 28 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Damn, I bet, dude. So what does Henry have right now? He's got to have like
10 was six, like a third of the way through. So, yeah, he's on pace for like 2,100 yards and 30 touchdowns, which would just be.
Well, my opponent has him this week, so I don't need three touchdowns this week.
Who are they playing?
Shit.
Not that it matters. Like, he's kind
Cincinnati.
Of
matchup, not Cincinnati.
Is it the Jets?
No, it's not.
It's Kansas City. They're playing the Chiefs.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. So, they're down 15. They're still run the ball with him because he is that offense, which is why like I stayed away from Julio everywhere. As soon as he went to Tennessee, I'm like,
I thought the offense was going to be way better. Too. Like overall, like I knew Henry was going to be good, but I thought the passing game was going to be awesome too. Like
I thought it was going to open up.
Yeah.
That's because Henry would be running, but I don't know.
It still rolls through him though. So
yeah,
like, he's still going to get his 30 touches. They're going to be down by like 20 points and he'll still get the ball.
It also
they have
helps
the best
that
running
has,
back in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
It also helps
that back in the league. Him at the line. It takes you
any. Yeah. Right.
So it helps that Vrabel is their coach.
Did you see their defense gassed in the fourth quarter? Gassed trying to tackle Henry all game.
Dude. Oh, that was a good game, man.
It was. It helps they have Vrabel as the coach because he's one of those guys who just like, wasn't he an offensive lineman?
Yeah.
And he was an offensive lineman.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So, yeah, you know he likes to run.
Yeah. Play defense, run the ball.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, what –
that sounds fantastic.
What
I want to play D and run the ball. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what other games did you guys like? I know the Steelers had a close one.
Well, okay, so did – yeah.
I'm done betting Pittsburgh.
Dude, anytime I bet Pittsburgh, it's for them to win. I would never bet against them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But like, still,
I would never
Gino,
bet against them.
Gino but, making it close.
Of course. Dude, we had to stop the game to see if he caught that ball.
Yeah, I know.
The bullshit, dude. The refs, dude. Fuck the refs, man.
Bro,
speaking of, so terrible.
But hey,
speaking
Ben,
of the Seahawks,
Ben
dude.
Missed a lot of – let me just say this. Ben missed a lot of throws down the field where guys were open, and they were like, you know, of course they're 10, 15-plus yard passes, and he just can't make those. He can make them, but it's like every 2 weeks he could throw one.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's time, bro.
So he'll always it's have time, his like 400-yard game, but then he'll come back down to earth and have, you know.
It's Brady's fault, man. Everybody was retiring at quarterback at 38. Like right now, he's retired. But because Brady is playing until he's 50, every quarterback thinks they can play until they're 50.
Just comes out with a walker.
You're not Brady.
Right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You're not T-Braids.
Right? You're not protected by every referee in the league.
Facts.
Dude, you can see the players. They also they don't rail
right?
them. Like, they
oh,
them.
Yeah,
they just let them go, dude. They just let them run out of bounds. Respect it's like a respect thing. It's like
– yeah.
He know that he's not gonna like try to you know
trunk somebody
him, you know he's like I'm running out of bounds you know I am everybody knows I am because look at me run so yeah you said the Jaguars right
yeah I got the first dub
yeah
I mean it was dub. Against Miami granted but...
in London too away from,
dude,
like, away from the United States
God, they suck
yeah, I wasn't expecting that to be a good game it actually turned out to be like the best game of the year
yeah.
Like, in OT, was it OT?
Yeah, no,
it wasn't OT.
It was 1 second left because so they passed it for a first down to Chenault or whatever, and he went down. They could have just let him stay on the ground, but they touched him, so they were like he was down. They called timeout.
Yeah,
but it was a good story because that kicker they had, he was apparently like a fucking furniture salesman or something 2 weeks ago, or some shit like that. Like he was selling mattresses or something. And he and apparently he like was one of those guys posted videos of himself kicking on Twitter or TikTok or whatever. So then they gave him a shot and now he made
two 50-yard
field goals. Just a little scrawny fella.
Kicking dimes.
Yep. Matthew Wright. Matthew Upright. What's the nickname?
Nice. I bet Urban was the first one on the plane this week, though.
I bet he was. I
bet he was the first one front and center. Front and center.
Couple of side pieces.
My God.
Perhaps Rural was there.
Oh, his brother, his twin brother.
The Ravens destroyed the Chargers.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see that coming. I did not.
I was like, all right, sweet. The Steelers can win this week and the AFC North teams can lose. Then no, the Ravens have to destroy the Chargers. Yeah. I don't know. That was another one that stood out to me.
Ravens are probably going to destroy everybody, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were like up until the game last week where they came back against Indy. I don't know. They were playing kind of like 500 ball to me, like kind of like looking mediocre. And then the last 2 weeks, Lamar has just, you know, played MVP level.
Same with Mark Andrews, bro.
Yeah.
That finally came alive. You regret not taking him?
Wow. Hawkinson. Yeah. Hawkinson's just a little bitch
It was my plan all along.
Oh, shut up.
Talk up Hawkinson on the podcast all the time. And then Andrews is right there.
How many other leagues do you have Hawk in, though?
Three.
All right.
But I got backups now. I got Dalton Schultz and Dawson Knox as my backups in those. So I kind of switched them out depending on the week.
Schultz can almost be a flex player.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost flex level.
Yeah.
Chase picked up Ertz. What'd you say?
Dude. Cowboys, speaking of Cowboys, that game they had was crazy too.
Yeah.
It's a great game, man. The Cowboys are fun to watch.
What's his name? Tavon? Tavon Diggs?
Trayvon? Stephon's brother.
It's Trayvon. Yeah. Is it Trayvon?
There's like there's another Diggs, isn't there? I think there's three of them in the league.
Stephon.
Is there a third one?
Trayvon.
Yeah, I think there's a third one.
Quandre?
Or he's in college. Is he in college?
Is it Quandre? I thought there's a third one.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Let me see. Quandre Diggs.
Google. I think there's a third one. Kind of like the
Quandre Diggs.
Yes. Quandre.
Dude, I was just talking to somebody at work today about I know like Quandre. Way too many football players by their first names.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of alarming. Quandre. Looks like he's on the Seahawks right now.
How many digs?
What position?
DB? Safety.
Yeah, DB.
How many digs? Dude,
Trayvon.
How many digs in the NFL?
When
he got that tip, he was gone. He went to the house.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, he was gone.
Yeah, Stephon, Quandre.
I feel like the Patriots could have really won that game.
Dude, fuck them. Honestly. Yeah. Fuck
Belichick.
Them. Yeah, it's Belichick.
It just brings everybody back down to their level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Quandre is related, though.
Oh.
Stephon and Trayvon, brother Marshawn Diggs. Not in the NFL, I don't believe.
Okay.
But Quandre.
Does it say his profession? What does Marshawn do?
What does Marshawn do?
Because I have to know.
Furniture salesman.
Stop it. Just waiting for his big break, too.
I was like, oh my God, salesman. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Throughout the NFL now.
Currently, if somebody that's listening wants to research Marshawn Diggs's backstory, feel free. Comment, please. We've never had a comment, so we'd love, except for my mom. So, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to squeeze our cheeks through the camera.
Squeeze our cheeks through the screen. Yeah. Thanks a lot, mom.
Thanks,
still treats me like I'm 5. That's all right, though.
It's all right,
I'm 31. I'm a man.
No, I'm a man. I'm 40. Don't take it out on these kids.
Dude, one of the top sports speeches ever. Yeah. What's that? Gundy, right?
It was the guy from
Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, I think. He actually just brought back the mullet this year, too.
Did he?
Didn't he wear like a controversial shirt to like a practice?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
He's a controversial guy.
But he's like, don't blame the kids. Take it out on me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yep. Talk to those kids. He like came away from the
podium. If you're 40, you're a man. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm 40. I'm a man. Anyway.
Dude. Yeah. Anyway. But, dude, so I was going to segue from Seahawks when we were on that because it's not the bottom of the list, but I figure we'll talk about it now because it's controversial. DK. His blue hair,
yeah.
Shannon Sharp,
not his blue hair, but yeah.
Oh, and Shannon Sharp, Hall of Famer,
right?
Going at the jugular.
So, did he think he was Tajay Sharp, formerly of the Titans, receiver? that was the only thing I could think of. Like
Tajay.
Yeah. Tajay Sharp or whatever. He was, you probably played him in fantasy 1 year when he had a bunch of buys or something.
I don't even know that name.
I don't remember what? Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know Tajay Sharp.
Look it never. Up, bro.
Any relation? Google it. Any relation?
No, I don't think so.
They're just all, everybody's related. So
how old would Metcalf have been when Sharp was in the league? Because Sharp in the league, what, late 80s, early 90s?
Well,
baby, if he wasn't even born. I mean, consult, DK's got to be like, I don't even know how old DK is. 20.
I mean, DK's got to be early 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. And Sharp is 53.
There's no way.
Sharp is 53.
So he probably,
DK is 23. So he's 30 years older than he is.
So he probably wasn't even born.
No.
At the time Sharp was playing. Dude, that, man. First of all,
it makes me honestly feel old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also, it's weird that, now because, like, yeah, it's, dude, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah,
it's my stomach.
It's weird it's being older than most of the
Shannon,
players.
Like, completely changed the game for tight ends. So,
right?
DK,
he had a crazy career, man. About. And, but I think everybody said.
And what did Shannon say? What did Shannon clap back with?
Wasn't it? I don't know. I didn't see it. Did he respond?
He said, what the hell did he say? He was like,
I would just ignore him.
He's like, you're making you just don't want to admit it was a sorry ass play. And he was like, your resume will never, he's like, make sure your resume is like mine before you talk or something like that. But I don't have it.
Yeah. It was something miscellaneous to the effect tweet. Of, yeah. It was something to the effect of like, you know, check the resume. Like
piss off.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. What do you mean? Dude, it's funny how there's just weird stories like that every week.
Yeah,
it's always like Twitter related too. You know that
because
everyone's on Twitter.
Yeah,
everyone's on Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter. Got a tweet.
But did Shannon say something about DK to start that? Because I don't know if Shannon.
Well, he said it was a dumb play because the last play of the game before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
to go to overtime, like they needed to go out of bounds, and he tried to run a guy over when they weren't even close to the end zone. Fumbled it out of bounds.
And then the refs handed them like an extra second so they could kick that field goal and force OT. And then Russell Wilson came out to midfield in his pajamas.
And then
of course he, you know, Joe Cool, tails. And of course it's fucking tails.
Yeah.
And then our defense is just like, no, twice. So fuck off.
Dude, he came out
in his fucking pajamas.
Oh,
piss me off, dude. I'm like, he shouldn't even be on the damn field.
Nah.
Dude, through God, all things here, are possible, dude.
Because he's Russell. Yeah, of course. That's why, because he's Russell.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's Pete just trying to make him still feel like he's a part of the team.
Right? It's like, you have input.
But yeah. I would.
That was a dumb play by DK. And if he ran out of bounds, they still would have just kicked. They wouldn't have had time to like take one deep, right? They didn't have enough time.
No.
I mean, in the heat of the moment, I mean, you can't really blame DK for trying to truck somebody, you know?
Yeah, but it's like he's got to know how much time. Yeah,
I get that.
That was the tweet that Shannon clapped back with. That he said, you know, it was a dumb A star star move. Can say ass on Twitter.
$$$.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a protected tweeter, so you know they doesn't want to get banned.
You can't use profane language.
But I don't know. Twitter's weird because it's like. You know, it's politically leaning to a specific side. So like anybody that is controversial that they don't like, they can just ban or block So you got to be careful. Be careful. They're thinking about banning the podcast on Twitter. Football Brews.
Stop it.
Controversy, man.
We can't get
that notoriety.
There's eight subscribers.
Hey, one time, one of our episodes, one time got like 40 plus views, listens. And then people were like, you know.
I think that was the one with Chase, wasn't it?
Yeah, we shared it on like the fantasy advice page or whatever.
Dude, he picked up Ertz, man. I know.
I think everybody had a waiver in for him.
And I was like, that's
those are the types of players you save your waiver for, right? That's why I never know. That's why I never know.
Maybe he could have resurgence.
You don't want him? Why would you
want him with Kyler?
Best offense in the league, probably one of the best.
Disappears. No.
All right, I hope you're right, bro. Maybe. I hope you're right.
Disappears
this week.
DeAndre one Hopkins target again.
Yeah. He disappeared in Philly, and he was like essentially their only.
Yeah, target.
They don't have Kyler.
They had two tight ends too.
But they got like six different targets.
They have Goddard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a lot of targets. They do. Yeah, I mean, they do.
Too many mouths to feed.
They do.
Well, but hey, so
he's not going to come in and be the focal point. I think he'll still get some catches, but they're going to be playing with the lead a lot. I don't know, man.
He just like a year or two, well, 2 years ago, he was probably the second best tight end in the league.
Yeah, no. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast people transition from being the there's always another guy that's ready, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Next man up.
Next guy from a furniture store.
The next digs up.
Next guy from the mattress.
Who's the next
factory.
Digs? Come on, Mark. Yep. Mark Diggs.
Just keep pumping out digs.
Jeffrey.
Jesus.
Dig that dig and make more digs.
Diggs is also a great, if you want a fantasy pun for team name, it's good.
Of course.
Especially if you have Bell, you know, Diggs and Bells. So rest of season outlook for teams. Who are your favorites? Who are your favorites to win the Super Bowl? Let's put it that way. Like, who are your top four to win the Super Bowl this year?
In each or just like for the NFL?
I would say just overall. Yeah, I would say overall.
I mean, like right now for each one, I mean, I'm thinking the Rams have got to be the favorite out of the NFC. And I was going to say Kansas City up until they got absolutely steamrolled.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
That'll be our next talking point, but after this, because we'll transition
probably
into that.
Buffalo out of the AFC. Rams, NFC. Can't ever bet against Brady either. You know, he'd probably be the guy that beats the Rams in the NFC chip.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, of course I want the Steelers to win. It's not realistic for them.
I mean, it's not realistic, but
with
the power
that's in the AFC. Yeah. I think they'll beat these AFC North teams.
Yeah. There's another wild card team. Yeah. There's two wild cards.
Yeah. I think there's two wild cards in each division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
First overall seed, because there's seven teams on each side, right?
Two on each.
Because the first seeds get byes.
Yeah.
No, so there's
two. Seven. Well, there would have to be, seven.
Yeah, because then there's two, 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 and then
the
top seed
gets the bye. You have 16. Yeah, yeah.
So then I think there are three wild cards in each one, right? Because
overall
seed and the division winner, and then there's four divisions in each one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there'd be
I guess there were two wild card teams, and then there's a third now. So there's like three wild card teams. I don't know. I don't want to sound like an idiot either.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like them to win the AFC North, but I mean, dude, Ben's got to play better, man. Like he's not consistent. He's just not consistent. And I'm always waiting for him to like, it's his classic move to like throw that interception that ends the game.
Yeah.
Like he always does that shit. And like, I hate that, but you know, it is what it is. But I mean, I think it'd be cool for Tennessee to win in the AFC. What?
Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but you guys have some like offensive line injuries. Yeah.
Or starting not so much injuries. It's like it's just new guys. It's we have new people, and I'm glad we got rid of Alejandro Villanueva, dude. He was getting Ben murdered, like TJ did. So he was left tackle, right? So he's watching the blind side, okay. But now he's in Baltimore, and I don't know if he's starting anymore, but he was right tackle, so he has to switch. Dude, TJ Watt's gonna eat him alive, bro.
Yeah.
Like I can't wait. Like I can't wait.
Probably went up against him in practice too a lot of times.
Oh yeah.
Knows his moves.
Dude, TJ Watt, matchup proof. Let's go.
Bro, that dude is elite.
Dude, I'm hoping he's the best Watt brother, man.
Did you see him punching, trying to punch the ball out?
That was a bit much. He said he wasn't trying to hit the guy. I don't think he's out there throwing haymakers.
No, I think he was going for the ball, but
does do that. That's how he.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that's a bit much for like a football play or whatever, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, now it's like you're fighting the guy,
right? Like, you can't even touch the quarterback, but you can like just punch at the ball.
I mean, if they're not gonna call it, I'm all right with it.
Did they not?
I mean, don't punch guys in the gut, but like hit the ball. I mean, peanut punch. What's his name?
Yeah, there's got to be those times where they absolutely miss the ball. Like, what if you caught one on your wrist, right? You're carrying the ball. Yeah. Somebody comes in for the punch, hits you right in the wrist.
True. Yeah, like, I've seen people tackle like that where they just bring one arm down, but they don't actually, like, cock it back three or four times, you know?
He was like...
Yeah, I've seen... He was like...
They did it in slow-mo.
That's a peanut punch, like, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably throwing punches.
They actually a bit punch. Much. Yeah.
And then he's just like, I don't know. I'm just going for the ball. You know, he just played it off, right? So...
It's a valid excuse to start throwing punches, though. Right, just throw it towards the midsection and just call it a peanut punch. Hit him in the gut. Right.
But
how about that peanut punch?
Bro, that was like, dude, that's like 11 in the morning for me. I'm so amped up at that point.
Right. For those that are listening, it's Antonio Brown doing the curb stomp, I believe.
He just basically kicking the kicker in the face.
Oh my God.
He totally
he did try to hurdle, but then he did extend. Yeah.
He extended, bro. He extended.
I don't, he's not all right.
I'm retiring after that game. I'm sorry. If I'm the punter, I'm going back and selling cars.
Yep.
Or mattresses.
Yep.
I mean, at that point, you wouldn't be able to show your face in like the locker room. I feel like you'd be.
Man, tell me about it.
That almost be worse.
Walk in and they'd have like a big blow up of it. Right. Walk in the locker room and your teammates would have a huge poster of it. Like, yeah. So, but I it'd be cool if the Titans were the AFC, and then NFC. Honestly, like, it'd be cool if the Cowboys could make it to the Super Bowl.
I know your dad's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. But I mean,
the world doesn't feel right when the Cowboys are winning and Skip Bayless is happy. I don't even watch First Take anymore because they're winning. It's not even fun anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's my, it'd be cool to see the Cowboys and the Titans. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That's my
I guess like off teams like that would be cool rather than just your heavy favorites. That would be
really cool. I think the Rams are probably the best team in the league, like overall, including.
Well, I mean, you're still different Rams, Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah. Have the Rams and the Cardinals played, didn't they? Did they play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cardinals mopped them. I think they're the only team that the Rams have played or lost so far.
Yeah.
Was the Cardinals a couple weeks ago at home. At home. I think they got mopped by like 17 or 18. It was like 38-20 or something like that.
See, that'll be the story at the end of the year, right?
Arizona 37, LA 20.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that's early in the season. I think when it comes time to playoffs, I mean, the Rams are loaded with names on both sides. And that's kind of like what you need now to win. Everybody just load up on
you need to be loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, if we could get Aaron Rodgers next year.
Dude.
And some offensive line work, dude. Oh, we'd be beast with him. Dude. Oh, come on. I'll take A-Rod and Pitt.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'll take him.
Elite Let's running go. Back. Oh, three dude. Great receivers, a good up and coming tight end,
and a stout defense? D, bro.
Yep.
Dude, if Rodgers ever had a top five defense, it's over.
Oh God, come on, Raj.
Over.
What was the other team? Oh, Denver is in the mix.
Yeah, Denver
come
was.
Come to Pittsburgh, man. Come to Pittsburgh.
Him and Tomlin were like locking eyes and blowing kisses at each other during the game. Like,
yep, let's go. Yeah,
That's a that foreshadowing.
He would have another number 12 quarterback.
It is sports entertainment.
Yeah.
That's he would that foreshadowing. That like, old,
they'd always be talking about the Steelers on SportsCenter.
Sure. Right?
For sure.
It would switch from that to the Steelers.
Sweet, let's go. Because I'm always like, they don't talk about the Steelers enough.
Yeah, all they talk about, and then they somehow find a way to loop LeBron James back into everything.
Yeah, right.
Could LeBron James have played tight end?
Once a week, Skip and Shannon debate LeBron and things.
Yeah.
It's like once a week with those
LeBron, Tom, and the Cowboys. That's all they talk about.
Right. Well, think about you have to do that every day for like 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
You got to find those topics that just get views.
Dude, to constantly be like talking about the Cowboys, like I don't know how Shannon just doesn't blow his brains out.
Just maybe he wants to constantly
talking about the Cowboys, like constantly.
Yeah. America's team, man. Constantly. Jerry Jones.
How I mean, he knows, dude. Cowboys. The Jerry Jones, the Cowboys haven't won shit in 25 years, and it's because they have the Al Davis effect.
Yeah.
All right, it's the same situation. All right, that guy. Look, Jerry Jones. He's the GM. He's the owner. He's selling hot dogs. There's a fucking museum at the stadium. What the fuck is going on over there? It's a resort. Like, no, you can't. Like, he's too involved in everything. Like, he shouldn't. That's why, you know, I always make the joke. Like, how do you get fired? You win three Super Bowls. Jimmy Johnson won three Super Bowls and got canned.
Comedy.
Yeah.
So they're looking really. I mean, they'll go as far as that goes, but they're looking really good.
Right. I
mean,
I think their defense is getting better too. Yes,
Jesus, bro.
Especially if Trayvon can continue.
I mean, they're scoring like 40 points a game. It seems like
yeah.
Dude, Dak is like playing. Dude, could he be MVP?
Is He'll there any
Diggs comeback be player of the year? No.
Diggs. He could be defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
A pick of the, well, yeah, for sure. I think he's got that locked up already. I mean,
yeah, I don't
TJ.
Think. TJ. Dude, they don't give him, they give like MVPs. When's the last time they gave an MVP to somebody that wasn't a quarterback?
No, I mean, I get it. Like, but this one, yeah. I mean, JJ Watt was probably the closest
could
one
be Henry.
We're talking about him. Yeah.
Henry. Yeah. Henry. I would think it, honestly, if that would be cool. If Henry wins MVP. Just think about it. Like, it's almost like not, there's only like one or two other teams that could just run the ball like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not even. Like, dude, they just, like, who's the, like, I now feel like
the Browns and the Ravens.
Probably. I think the Browns can run the ball.
Yeah.
And then
Ravens who else can has run the ball?
Dude, the Cowboys have been running the ball.
Oh, like, yeah, with Pollard back there too.
Dude,
yeah,
and their line is like healthy.
Yeah.
So, Zeke's actually looked good too.
Yeah.
I think after like week two,
want to lose that job. To,
exactly. Like, yep.
TP.
It's a nice little push.
Nice little push.
Say, you know, one team nobody mentioned was the Chiefs, right? So that was one of our
we don't want to see
talking
them.
Points.
Yeah.
So why are they playing the way they are? And is it defense? And it's because is it because of Jackson Mahomes?
I don't know what that is. So you're gonna have to explain.
He's his little brother.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, idiot.
He does the TikTok dance,
the VIP box, like, and shit. Yeah, he's a tool. The tool.
Idiot.
Yeah,
dude, idiot. Mahomes, like, his entire family is just like causing outer controversy that's they think is like affecting his game and
could be. I mean, they got a Mahomes family group chat.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, Jackson Mahomes,
bro, and he's always telling his brother to stop it.
Right. He's always posting videos of him like getting off a private jet. It's like, dude, you're just freeloading.
Yeah,
you did, and it's like, dude, like,
wouldn't you though? Your brother's making 500 mil.
Oh,
wouldn't you?
Absolutely,
yeah, but for sure.
I don't think I would do it in the same manner.
You wouldn't be like this. You wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think
this.
I would do it in the same manner.
Yeah, it's like,
well, no, for sure.
You're,
yeah,
you're being a distraction.
I mean, it's no self awareness. You're dancing on a dead man's retired number when they're gonna put him in the Washington's Hall of Fame or something like that. Like, just no self awareness. No self awareness.
Yeah, no awareness.
You know, like, if he was alive and he was dancing with you, it's one thing, but the man's dead and you're dancing on his number, bro. Like, just.
And that was like the day they were honoring him or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They were retiring his number or something like that.
Yeah.
He said that they
told him to stand there, but I mean, who knows? They probably.
Fuck off. Well, that's on Washington. Well, I mean, did you see the other pictures? It wasn't just him that was standing on it. There was like a big crowd that was like on it. He was just the only one dancing on it with the TikTok. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes' wife was standing right there with him.
Yeah, she was recording the TikTok.
She's that's on her to shut that down.
Yeah,
right.
She's got to shut that down.
He also like dumped water on another fan or something, and so yeah, it's just been.
See, at that point, I'm like, bro, guess what? You don't come to games anymore.
Yeah,
like, you just don't.
I hate that I've seen so many videos of him at this point, but you know, here we are.
His name is Jax or Jackson.
Jackson
Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good kid, though. Good kid.
Good kid.
Doesn't even look like each other. Have you seen pictures side by side? Like, they really don't even like look like each other.
No. Yeah. I mean,
Let me see. Yeah. It's got to be different daddies.
Could be.
So his dad was a major league pitcher, wasn't he? So,
yeah, he was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely not his brother.
See? Yeah. Don't even look like each other.
Oh, is this the dancing thing? Oh, there's no way I'm gonna be able to show.
Yeah, that's
this.
It. Yeah, I can see it without even focusing. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Which it wasn't even a good dance. Like, he's standing there like a stiff doing.
Dude, none of the TikTok.
How old is this kid?
Probably like 19 or 20.
Yeah, 20.
Dude, none of the all the TikTok dances are like the lamest shit. It's like,
oh, for sure. TikTok.
They have to stand in the little box, you know. Yeah. So they have to stand. So
I've never once downloaded it. Not once.
I have it. It's a time sucker. Yep.
There's I bet. Jackson. Yeah, that's what I hear about it.
I did, and I had it, and dude, I was literally wasting hours.
Yeah, that's what I hear about.
And then you get off it, and you're like, what did I just do?
Like, what the? You're like,
what
oh
did
God,
I consume?
Guess it's time to go to bed now.
Right.
It was just like,
what was your guys' For You page?
What was it?
Yeah. Well, like, what were you guys watching? Tell me.
No, it's just like a cities. Slew. It was just a bunch of. I honestly.
Dogs,
sports, yeah, animals and shit.
Yeah,
chicks dancing around,
giant shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. There was one guy,
John Gruden impressions.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I kind of
it alters so often that, you know, it's like,
it's like, what's the algae gonna feed us today? Right? What are we getting? What are we getting? Yeah. So where were we?
Yeah. Well, here, let's move on to, let's finish out with some of our fantasy outlooks for the rest of the season, and I guess this week too, because people will watch this week. So I'm saying people to target in trades this week. You guys got any off the top of your head? I got one in particular who I actually made the mistake of dropping. Be Jalen Waddle.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because
I tried to trade him to me earlier in the season.
I did, yeah, because he was sucking. And he was like one of my guys I targeted in all my leagues. So I have him in a couple, but I dropped him in ours because I needed room. But there's rumors that the Dolphins might trade for Watson.
Saw that.
Yeah, but that's been a rumor since before season, though.
I don't know if it's been the Dolphins, has it? But now it's like a three-team trade. So like the football team would get Tua.
Yeah.
The Dolphins would get Deshaun.
Yeah.
And then Texans would just, they'd probably get drafts, sucks, a bunch of draft picks. I would imagine draft picks. And
yeah, they are reportedly not interested in Tua whatsoever.
Yeah. So that's why. Yeah, I think football team would get.
I mean, compared to Deshaun, yeah. But like, you know, if Deshaun doesn't play, Tua's better.
Well, as soon as Deshaun comes back, is he on the exempt list? Like, is that, is that going to happen? Or like, can he,
while
play?
His case is going on, I would have. Like, I don't know.
Can he
know.
Come back? Like, when it's he comes so back, can he just play? Or are they going to just put him on the commissioner's exempt list?
I think they're just kind of like waiting to see how his trial and everything goes.
Does anyone know where that is?
I would bet they would let him play.
I think there's still people coming out to this day saying that he, you know, paid for a little extra. So I think he's up to like 40 counts now.
40. No, stop it. He's not. I was like, last time it was 23.
Hey, you're jerking us.
Whopping 23.
You're jerking us right now.
Don't you're jerk jerking our chains. Well,
I'm absolutely jerk jerking chains, it. Dude. Now you got to pay for it.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was, into that. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think Houston trades him this year. I think they wait and see like what goes on with him, and then I think they trade him next year when they can get full value for him. I don't think they're gonna like cut bait with him this year and then just like take some fucking third and fourth round draft picks. I don't think so. I think they just sit on him and wait.
Yeah, because you know whoever takes him will have to like negotiate the contract to be like, you can be suspended without pay for whatever. But yeah, I don't know if you had any others. The only
Houston
other guy
just sucks. They fucking suck.
They're
terrible.
Brandon Cooks.
I mean, if Bill O'Brien was still there, he'd probably trade him in a heartbeat, get like a sack of potatoes for him.
Yeah, he would. He would take a bag of chips, but yeah, a can of beans.
Jesus.
I love that in the ball
can
field.
Of corn.
Can of corn. Can of corn.
Can of corn, I'll be fine.
Hey, it's nothing. It's can of corn. I haven't really evaluated trading.
Yeah, no trades. Other than trades, who are just some guys that you think maybe would, like another guy on my list is who's been really terrible the first half, but they just had their bye, and I think they're actually going to come out, and he's going to outscore Debo this week. It's Brandon Ayuk. It's my call.
High on him already?
I'm high on him now. I think, I don't know, dude, after his production last year, I can't imagine that they're just not going to, just going to keep.
Well, I mean, I think Debo missed most of last year, though, so they kind of had to lean on him.
I think he missed the latter half, if I remember right. Yeah,
I think he missed about half the season, so they kind of had to lean on him. But I think when Debo's healthy, I mean, he's the target hog.
He's the number one.
Him and Kittle.
Hey, man. I'd say after this weekend, they have a good matchup. I think they – I don't know if they play the
San
Jets.
Fran?
Huh?
San Fran has a good matchup?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Patriots play the Jets. The Patriots,
yeah, Patriots play the Jets. And then let me check.
Wait, why is Alex Collins, he's not going to play?
They play the Colts. Collins might not play, yes.
He's listed for zero. Damn. Dude, I might take the L this week, man.
You think so?
Like, this might. Oh, Chris Carson. Did they activate him?
I don't know if he's back.
Yeah, I thought that's why Collins wasn't playing, is that Carson might be close.
Oh, that's fine with me. Let's go.
Close, though. They just put him on the IR last week, right?
Or I know. And it was 2 weeks ago because Collins has started twice week? Now.
Yeah. A short-term IR, I think, has to be 3 weeks. So I think he's been – it could be two, but If it's short-term IR, I'm pretty sure it's a minimum of 3 games.
3, right? Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So maybe Rashad Penny could be
points yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That was kind of my, you know, just players that are kind of underrated. That's kind of another thing I had was fantasy league winners who went in later rounds, kind of like guys like Mike Williams.
I had I took some notes on that. I just where guys went in our league.
Mm-hmm.
So Robert Woods went at 33. Cooper Kupp went at 43. Antonio Brown went at 73.
Wow.
Jamar Chase went at 86. And I took Hollywood Brown at 170. That's the last pick.
Wow.
And Mother Tucker at 110.
Thanks. You took Tucker before Brown, huh?
You're damn right I did. And I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
Say,
what? What'd you say?
Oh, I think I drafted my kicker like last.
Dude, see, I always got my eyes on Justin Tucker, man.
Yeah, I get it though. Money.
See, because then you get attached to miss, bro. Tucker, and then you have to like drop a guy on your bench for a kicker. And
I know that going in, man.
Yeah. You know you have to sacrifice.
If I'm drafting Justin Mother Tucker, I know going in, dude.
You know.
Because he's like it's like the longest kicks in NFL history, like the first three or him or whatever. Maybe it's the first two.
Dude, long. Like, yeah. Man, what was it? 60.
He just keeps topping himself.
66.
66.
Yeah. 66. Yeah.
Off the crossbar.
The week he had more yards in that kick than the Bears had on offense.
Jesus.
That was Matt Nagy.
So sad, man.
That was Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy not chipping tight ends. They're not chipping the ends with running backs. He's having Jason Peters out there at 41. They just called him off the fishing boat. He was retired last year. And he's out there single-handedly blocking Myles Garrett. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
If this guy is fishing.
Yeah, bro. And then now Myles Garrett has been tested twice now, 2 weeks in a row for PEDs because he's showing off his horse leg arms. Like,
yeah, did you see? Like, he had his shirt off. He's like, I take my shirt off and I get a random drug test the next day.
Well, I see now why he was wearing long sleeves the entire time.
Yeah,
right,
dude. What the hell's going on over there? Dude's
got horse legs off his arms, bro.
Let me see what we got going on here.
Dude, there's some videos of him playing basketball too. He could probably play in the NBA.
Oh, for sure.
There's just some guys who are alphas amongst alphas, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, dude. You looking something up, RJ?
Oh, yeah. I'm just pulling up Myles Garrett without a shirt on.
You going to put it as your background?
I suppose I could. Let me see if I can.
You might as well, right?
Let me see if I can. You guys talk about something real quick. Don't just wait for me.
Well, I guess the last thing we were going to talk about is a segment called Flexing on Them, where we just discuss our favorite flex players of the week. Because I feel like in fantasy, you kind of have the guys you're going to start every week. You know, you pretty much have your two wide receivers, two running backs, whatever tight end that you start pretty much every week. But then you always have the guy that you're kind of switching in and out every week. So I don't know. Who are you? You got any, you know, top five flexes, top three, something? I guess, I mean, I could start it off if you want.
Go ahead.
Mine is going to be Javonte Williams, although he might be a starting running back for some people. But I think because Gordon's been kind of holy. Jeez. For those that are listening, a large gentleman just appeared on the screen.
A large gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Look at his face.
He's like, yeah, I know. Look at his face. I know.
All right. I got to get that off.
Good Two job. Weeks in a row, he gets randomly selected. He is yoked, though. I mean, just
dude, he's
I'm very curious on what he can bench.
I mean, I'm sure that's public knowledge. Let's check it out, right?
Dude. Probably a ton.
Here's my flex guy who's not gonna f me over, Corey Davis.
Yeah,
in a minute flex.
Oh,
this
yeah?
week I have yes. to because my whole team's on bye. My whole team's on bye, dude. Like Najee, yeah. Deontay, Pittsburgh, dude, D.
Are there more Singletary, buys than normal?
Everybody is
in week 7 this year. Feels
I think
weird.
It's because the extra game or something. They just put everybody here.
It feels weird. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm hoping Corey Davis can do something. He's boom or bust, but we'll see.
Yeah, he said 2 games over 20, and kind of the rest have been duds. So hopefully he's
hot diaper. Know,
hopefully a guy that you could pick up this week and play, though, who's actually great and who's on a lot of waiver wires, Jacoby Myers. He was actually on quite a few. No touchdowns yet this year, but he is getting a lot of targets for the Patriots. They play the Jets. I mean,
see, I have him, but I'm start, like, he's not on my flex. He's my starter.
Yeah.
Looks like Myles Garrett can bench 405 with ease. Jesus. But then it says here he was seen benching 425 in a workout.
Good God.
A lot. Yeah.
Jesus.
A large gentleman.
That is a large gentleman.
I wonder if those are probably in sets, though. I wonder, like, what his one rep max is.
Right. Like 500 something.
Yeah. So he's a flex for IDP leagues.
Yeah, just one. What'd you say?
He's a flex for the IDP leagues. Go ahead and play him.
Miles.
Yeah.
No, dude. I mean, Trayvon, if you can get Trayvon, toss him in. Irks, little Irks, he got him.
Yeah.
Scored a little touchdown against me, didn't he?
I just don't think he can keep up the pace, man. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think he's going to get a pick six every game.
I don't know, man.
What are you just doing?
But I don't know. Yeah, if you have any. So my other flex is I think the Broncos are going to beat the Browns this week. So I'd say start Cortland Sutton, start Tim Patrick.
Tim Patch.
You got them. Those would be two good guys. One guy I'm not starting ever again, Devontae Smith. Dropped him already. Can't stand that guy. He's a rookie.
Send him a tweet.
I'm going to tweet at him from the account, bro. I'm going to tag him.
Henry Ruggs might be a good flex play, but I don't know if whoever has him is probably starting a wide receiver, though.
I think Sam picked him up because he was on waivers this week. I had him for a while, but I dropped him last week or something. So
much talent, but just not consistent.
Right? Alabama all. Product,
just,
man.
God damn. Just throw him the ball.
Yeah, they need to throw him the ball. I wish Hunter Renfrow was like more involved.
Yeah.
I picked him up, and I'm like, yeah, I think he could do something because I felt like he was playing his ass off and – I don't know. He just doesn't really. It's always like three catches and 30 yards.
Yeah.
It's like I mean, I need more than six, seven points.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I like like you said, Jacoby Myers for the flex, but he's just because the targets, man. Like,
say, dude, I like to go with flex based on matchups a lot. So, like Christian Kirk versus the, you know, Cardinals versus the Texans. Throw Green in. Throw Kirk in.
They could all see a touchdown.
Ertz, yeah, right. So that's a great matchup. I mean, the Patriots against the Jets is great. One guy I think is going to have another breakout week is Damien Harris for the Patriots this week. Yeah. Yep.
Dude, what about Stevenson, Ramondre?
I mean, he's.
I'm starting him. I have to.
You?
Oh, it's like my best option, dude.
Is Damien questionable or something? Like,
no, he's healthy, touches? Bro.
Does he see touches alongside Damien?
I got him. He got a touchdown last week. He vultured one, bro. But
they're playing against the Jets. So, I mean, if he gets some carries, maybe. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I think that's a 50-50 game. I think the Jets could actually win that game.
Yeah. It's possible. Man. Patriots have been playing pretty good.
I think the Patriots will win that game, but I think the Jets just suck.
Yeah.
I think they're so bad. I think they're just trash.
You think Le'Veon could score again this week?
I don't know.
Possible.
Is it Murray? Dude, it's all about what's his name?
Is Latavius still their starting running
back? He's questionable. So they say if he's going to be out this week, if he's going to be out this week, it'll be Bell and Devontae Freeman.
Devontae Freeman. Wow.
Probably vote Bell there. Of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of those two, I'd go Bell, right? Yeah, for sure.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's.
I don't understand why he disappeared.
Bell?
Other than his. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's still an elite running back.
He kind of ruined his own career.
I think, yeah, when he took that year off and wanted to get paid and then went to New York and that sucked because they suck. And he just wasted time, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you could have stayed on the Steelers, man. They offered him 30 mil.
Right.
Like, he could have stayed there. And dude, man, Ben, Bell, and Brown just like, God, that shit just dispersed.
Right. Dude, 30 mil is plenty. Fuck. Just invest it. Damn. You're good at that point.
Well, yeah. Plus his rap albums will keep him afloat.
Yeah, right.
He'll be fine. He could have just stayed in Pittsburgh.
Right.
I don't know. Was the, like out of all, I mean, I don't know. AB, I guess, hurts too because he went crazy. It's like, dude, I for a minute there, for like a minute there, I was like, this guy, like, if he has a quarterback, he could like be the GOAT of wide receivers. I'm like, I want him to be better than Jerry Rice. Like, I want him to get those numbers, but then he just, you know, just goes crazy. He's throwing couches at his kid.
And I know.
Penis shaped gummies at cops and shit. So
Colin is like dying his mustache orange.
Colin is like baby mama, like a dog.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all right. He's on my fantasy team. So
him and Ben, like in their prime.
Oh, it was disgusting.
I know, bro.
There was a 6-year stint where he had like 1,500 yards a year, pretty much.
12 touchdowns every year. Every year, he was on pace for Jerry Rice for numbers. He was on pace when he was in that prime.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But because Juju won team MVP,
yeah, man.
Oh, we gotta throw a fit.
Brown, Jesus, what a baby.
Messed it all up.
AB, you really think we don't know you're better than Juju? Though everyone in the room knows you're better.
It's a morale
than Juju,
booster,
bro.
Right?
Some of the catches, man. He was ridiculous to watch.
Dude, you remember that game? It was around Christmas. It might have been Christmas Eve, where AB cut the ball and he's like at the goal line. They were against the Ravens and he reached out and reached the ball over the goal line. Dude,
for the win.
Yeah, it was like right towards
the end.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah.
Dude, oh man, I think they were wearing the Color Rush jerseys and everything, man. Just like, yeah. I'm like, AB, I'm like, you're a Steeler forever, man. But No.
He did win a little Super Bowl, though, didn't he?
He did, Tommy Brady.
Which speaks to Tomlin. I mean, there's no way that Brown like left the Steelers and then became this like huge diva. I think he was like this always.
Sure.
And I just think Pittsburgh just had it under wraps.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, like that he was doing this the whole time.
That culture is elite over there in Pittsburgh.
Right. I guess he just did not fit it. I guess he just doesn't fit it. I don't know.
Thought he was bigger than the team.
The standard is the standard, bro.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's it.
But now he's winning chips over in Tampa Bay with the GOAT. So
that SOB.
Could be another one this year, man.
Yep, he's got it all figured out. It
all works out.
Could be another one this year.
Yeah, they could. Very well could be.
I mean, they brought back the exact same roster. Everybody was taking pay cuts to help each other out. Like, isn't it crazy how just one man just turns an entire franchise around? And Tom Brady, just one guy going there, winning culture.
Dude, as soon as he shows up, everyone's instantly bought in.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy wins Super Bowls every year.
Yeah.
Like
their offensive line was horrible. Even last year in their first year, horrible. Yeah. He yells at him in practice and now they're one of the best offensive lines.
Like, he just yells at them and now they're all just like straightened up.
Now they're all pros. Like it's crazy.
And all he had to do was like chew them out. It's hilarious.
Now the Bears go to Tampa Bay where I think they're going to get smoked because Tom Brady remembers that fourth down game where he forgot what down it was.
And
it's in Tampa Bay. So
you guys are fucked.
Oh, 42-3.
Shit, Tom man. Brady, you're making, I'm starting Stafford over him this week in our league. Yep.
Who are they playing?
Lions, bro.
Oh, yeah. Good play. He is
going at Alliance. Their revenge game just sucks.
Yeah.
Suck. Revenge game for Stafford.
Plus, he definitely wants to show that he's better than Goff. Like he wants to show new daddy Sean McVay that hey,
new daddy
a choice.
new daddy.
Yeah, they're gushing over each other. Have you heard some of their inner like? Oh, they're gushing. Yeah.
Probably has breakfast with him.
So that's a good play because he.
No, who he doesn't have breakfast with? Robert Woods.
Yeah, something's going
should
on.
Should have breakfast with Robert Woods. I think Robert Woods could be better than Cooper Kupp.
Right.
I think
just make him Cooper Kupp. Dude, just make him an Eggo or something, for God's sakes. Make him a Pop-Tart.
What's this problem, man?
There's something going on between them two. I don't know.
It's unfortunate because Robert Woods is
drafted. Well, you said he was drafted above Cooper.
Yeah.
Ten spaces.
Yeah.
Well, they were right next to each other on like the board.
Oh, okay.
So that's I picked Woods, I think, in like the fourth round instead of Kupp.
Yeah, you went Woods.
It hurts you right now. But we'll see.
About the bottoms up the rest of this day, Quill, before we sign off, boys.
Yeah, toss it all back.
Purple giant.
I'll do my soju.
Ooh.
It's strong.
Is that Z-Quill or?
It's Dayquil. That is strong and independent.
I don't think he'd be up right now if it was Z-Quill.
Yeah, he'd be up.
No, Nope, it doesn't have the night stuff in it. Just the dextromethorphanamine.
What is it? Dorphaminophen?
Dextromethorphan.
Is that what you use to like cook crack or whatever? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's math. The one.
Often math. Found in meth labs. Yeah.
Math.
It's actually
math.
Like Sudafed or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
We won't get into drugs, but yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. Been fun having you on, Tyler. It's been yeah, good,
this is,
man.
This is fantastic. I definitely got to be on a second time. So
yeah, absolutely. We're gonna need recurring guests if we want to keep this thing going. So yeah, if you want to be a regular contributor.
Yeah,
man. We'll have you on.
All right. Well, Tyler, thanks for coming on. This is the Football Brews signing out.